Palladino unleashes Elden attack, New York becoming more dangerous by the day. By Jacob Bliss on July 22, 2022. Carl Palladino, the former New York gubernatorial candidate and current congressional candidate, released a statement on Thursday night's deranged and dangerous attack on gubernatorial candidate Representative Lee Zeldin's life. New York is becoming more dangerous by the day. The attack on Lee Zeldin is deeply disturbing and should be condemned by everyone. I am glad that Lee is doing okay, Palladino said of last night's attack. On Thursday night, during Zeldin's campaign event in Perrington, New York, a suspect, who was identified as 43-year-old David G. Jacobanis, walked across the stage, stopped in front of Zeldin, and appeared to thrust a weapon towards Zeldin while saying, "You're done." As seen in the video, Zeldin blocked the first thrust before the suspect was tackled and eventually arrested. The gubernatorial candidate finished his speech once the suspect was in police custody. Watch. What is also concerning is that because of the disastrous bail reform policies implemented by our radical governor, Kathy Hochul, the criminal who attacked Lee Zeldin is already back on the streets, Palladino added. In New York, it is harder for a law-abiding citizen to protect themselves with a concealed carry, and it is easier for a criminal to get out of jail. We need to keep the criminals in jail. On Friday morning, it was reported that the accused attacker was charged with a felony, only to immediately be released just back into society as Zeldin had predicted due to the Empire State's bail laws. Palladino concluded, "Crime is skyrocketing in New York. We need to elect Lee Zeldin to the governor's mansion to stop the madness and save New York." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.